Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
it seems like Clash fan mail
is the only fan mail that matters.
All right, Patrick, it's Fan Mail Friday.
It is Fan Mail Friday, Jim.
So, you know what that means.
Well done. Yes.
Taking the bottle cap off is not as good as no, popping open a can, right?
No, it isn't. Right. It's harder.
All right. So, Fan Mail Friday means that we actually read the fan mail that comes in. And I'm going to start with one of the best ever Facebook comments we've gotten to Rockin' the Suburbs.
Talking about Gerald.
Starring Jim Lenihan.
Patrick Foster.
Yes. Gerald Chizinski, who is from Canada and one of our longtime listeners, mm-hmm. and he is a beautiful man based on the comments he sent to us before.
That's right.
He says, this is regarding Record Store Day,
right,
which we did a whole week on. I left Toronto Friday night for Singapore, which meant I spent Record Store Day in the air, landing in Singapore Sunday afternoon. And that's the thing. I've done this twice in my life.
Yeah.
Flown to Asia,
mm-hmm.
and you miss an entire day.
Right.
An entire day from your life is just erased. It's gone. Because of the time zone change and the amount of time it takes
to
get there.
It had to be Record Store Day.
Right. He missed it. He says, I missed it. It has been an annual event for my daughter and me the last 5 years. This Saturday, I went to my favorite record store in Toronto to see what, if anything, was still kicking around. Fortunately, being a regular there and the owners knowing my travel situation and my taste in music, I was very pleased to discover a care package waiting for me,
man,
that included Bowie, Prince, and The Cure.
How nice is that? That's the way you should own a record store right there.
That warms my heart,
man,
like you can't believe.
It's like the Coop getting that incredible gift card in the bottom of his bag, right, on Record Store Day. He didn't even think to look in there,
no.
Jim. There was also a Genesis DVD.
But this is.
I bit my tongue on that one.
But this is so much better because here's Gerald.
God bless America.
The record store guy knows he's going to be gone on Record
right.
Store Day and saves him some product, right? Gets him some stuff, right?
That's great. Yeah. That's
we
great.
Should all be so lucky
I know.
To know somebody like
yes.
that in our lives.
God, yes, we would be
yes.
lucky.
All right. So, also on the topic of Record Store Day,
mm-hmm.
we got a tweet from...
Ark Leibson?
Yes. At Mark Leibson. He says, I thought you might be interested. My Barry Sadler biography...
What?
Ballad of the Green Beret
what?
Is now available. Any
what?
He tweeted us a photo of the... The jacket cover, the book cover.
He wrote a book about Barry Sadler?
Yeah. So here's the deal. So as part of the Record Store Day podcast we did, we interviewed Jeff Nolan.
Yes, we did.
From Hard Rock International.
I picked up a pristine copy of Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler's Ballad of the Green Beret.
Yeah. Incredible, man. And so we do the episode on that. And then it turns out there's a whole book about Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler.
It's incredible.
Could you imagine?
No. I mean, Jeff did say he was going to go down a Sergeant Barry Sadler rabbit hole, so this may be where it leads.
Yeah, so Mark Leibson, you know,
right.
I want to give him a little shout out because, you know, you wrote this about this artist that, who was, like, really, really popular for
yeah.
a very short time.
It's
and
huge.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Yeah.
Anyone's interested, go check out that book.
Jim, we did a week on The Clash. Remember that?
I really, really remember that.
Yeah, I want that to happen again.
And?
Oh, anyway, sorry, I was dreaming there. There was a letter that came in via email, and it said, Jim and Patrick, comma, I really enjoyed this week listening to the discussion about The Clash. To top it off, this weekend, I got some Red Stripe and
yep.
watched a documentary called The Rise and Fall of The Clash live on the MTV channel. Jim.
Mm-hmm. The MTV channel.
We've seen that.
Yeah, I'm aware.
My experience of The Clash is similar to yours, starting with Combat Rock and discovering the early albums. So same thing we had, right?
Yep.
My ranking is the following, because I said, do this, Jim.
Yep.
And so David Walter writes, number one, London Calling. Number two, The Clash, the debut. Number
mm-hmm.
three, Combat Rock. Number four, Give Him Enough Rope. Number five, Sandinista.
Is there a Clash fan out there who would not rank London Calling number one? Maybe. There's someone that might put the debut. It's pretty much between London Calling and the debut, that's don't right. you think? That that week did very well for us. There are a lot of Clash fans out there, and we are two of them, and we appreciate that. And, you know, when they say it's the only band that matters, they're, I know it's a marketing slogan, but they're not entirely wrong on that.
That's right. We'll always give you enough rope.
All right, let's take a little break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more Clash and Fan Mail Friday. So, Patrick, are you comfortable with technology at all?
Yeah, I like technology. We get along pretty well. We're good bedfellows.
You have one of those units in your house where you, like, talk to it, and it, like, does things for you, right?
Sometimes I ask it to subscribe me to podcasts that I like.
Yeah, and one that maybe, possibly, people might want to subscribe to on iTunes is our show, which is Rockin' the Suburbs.
Rockin' the Suburbs, yeah. You could say, like, Alandra, subscribe me to Rockin' the Suburbs.
That'd be great. If it does it actually do that? Does it subscribe?
It will. If the if the podcast is there, it's a real podcast, it'll do it.
So even if you don't have some little home helper or helper monkey or something like that, what you can do is go onto iTunes and hit a little subscribe button. You just click on it. I think everyone's familiar with the point and click nature of computers by this time. And you could do that, and that would really help the show, because even if you listen to it regularly, just by subscribing, it helps you. The show comes directly to you every day, but also it helps us because it helps sort of elevate the show in the iTunes algorithm, which that would be a good thing because then more people discover it and we get to keep doing it.
And that makes a big difference, I think, Jim, what you said. You know, it doesn't take much to subscribe, even if you listen to the show a few times, right? It's free. It's very helpful. And it boosts us up. Wait, so others.
It's free? We're not making any money off this?
No. Unfortunately.
No, it's free. You get it. We will not send you an invoice. So please hit subscribe, Rockin' the Suburbs, on iTunes today.
Every day.
And we're back in the basement.
We are.
We got a couple of Facebook messages here about the Clash from Brian Morris.
Yes, Brian Morris. Thank you, sir.
I'll start with this one. Probably the best thing Joe Strummer did post-Clash is this incredible song. You can hear Mick on harmony vocals. Sounds like a Clash song, huh? It's called Love Kills. Here you go. Patrick, do you know much about that song?
No, not much at all. Sounded good, though. Sounded a little Big Audio Dynamite, man.
It did. It did, kind of. But here's the thing. That's actually from the soundtrack for Sid and Nancy.
Oh, really?
Yes, which was originally called Love Kills.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was supposed to be the title track
right.
on the soundtrack,
right.
but it ended up being calling Sid and Nancy. Yeah. But how funny is that it's a Joe Strummer song about Sex Pistols?
Right. again, as we talked about, they were sort of the second band, right? Sex Pistols were first, and they came back and sort of took it over, right? Yeah.
So I could see that.
Yeah, totally. Cool song, though.
It is good, and I could, you know, like you said, it sounds like a Clash song. Sounds like a big Audio Dynamite song. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Okay, Brian Morris also goes on to say, great episodes on the Clash. Yeah. To me, London Calling is objectively the best Clash album, while Sandinista is emotionally the best Clash album. I think that's a good way to put it.
Makes sense. Yeah,
I've always found a ton of emotion in Sandinista, especially the songs Something About England, Rebel Waltz, Street Parade, and Up in Heaven. Mm-hmm. Something About England is such an epic song, and I even find the song Men's Fourth Hill interesting, although it's just Something About England backwards with overdubs. Also, it's interesting to note that despite the credits, the rumor is that Mick Jones was the main producer of Sandinista, and he worked many hundreds of hours to put it together. Strummer was the blood and guts of the Clash, but Mick Jones was the brain and the master arranger.
Well said. Yeah. That's pretty fair.
Yeah. And I think that was what we found when we were going through those five albums was, you know, that Joe, to a large extent, is sort of considered the soul of the band. Sure. You know, that's what people connect with him.
Heart and soul. Yeah.
Right. Is Joe Strummer.
That's right.
But when you really go a little bit deeper, you realize like how much incredible influence Mick Jones had on how that band, how those songs are put together.
That's right. The melody, I think all the records he had that he soaked up, all the reggae, right? Mm-hmm. All the Jamaican influence, everything, right? He let it all come out. Yeah, together they were perfect, you know, but apart they probably wouldn't have been that great.
Although Mick did some pretty great stuff afterwards.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, and then one last thing on The Clash on Facebook from Mark Neese. Mm-hmm. He says, you guys inspired me to sit and listen all the way through.
No way, really?
2 hours and 24 minutes of Sandinista in one sitting. That's an amazing thing because, as we can attest, how often do you have 2 hours and 24 minutes that you can sit and listen to a record, right?
I think Mark accidentally ate the wrong kind of brownie off the table.
He says it's something he hasn't done in 20 years. Thank you, Amazon Music, for having it available to stream. I'm immediately struck by the sheer audaciousness of the album, a sprawling and decidedly uncommercial triple album.
Sprawling is right.
Yeah. Yep. It's amazing the Clash were able to convince Epic/Columbia to release it in its entirety.
That's right. We talked about that, right? They didn't want to, but eventually the Clash won out.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. We've talked about this before, but honestly, it's one of the most amazing albums ever
by far in history.
I mean, you know, there's so many other bands where I would say like, you know, don't do this. It's, you know, it's self-indulgent. You know, it's too much, whatever. As our friend Patrick Sickle said, like, it's just more, right? In this case, it's just more. Like, right? I mean,
why are you going to be mad about that, Jim? It's just more.
It's just more. And that's how I feel about with Sandinista. Right. Like, I discount any criticisms that may come at this record because they completely earned it. They completely earned the opportunity to just go out and do a record where they're going to explore every facet, every angle, you know, type of music that they want to do.
Right.
And the way that that completely holds up is that you can listen to it and all the stuff that you thought was lesser material, it becomes greater material the more you listen to it, right?
Right. Totally. Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. We're going to close out here by saying you should listen to Rock in the Suburbs once in a while.
Every day.
Oh, I'm wrong about that. It should be every day.
Every day.
You can listen to it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or
something like
Stitcher
that.
Or TuneIn.
Yep.
You can also email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can find more about the show at suburbspod.com. You can go to social media, Facebook or Twitter @suburbspod.com. No, that's not .com.
Oh.
That's not how Mark Zuckerberg rolls.
Back that up. Suburbs Pod.
But here's the thing. You can call us.
Yes.
Right.
Every day.
You can talk to us about the Clash or anything else. 612-440-1984. And Patrick.
Yeah.
you know, Sandinista is a triple album. We didn't get to it all.
Right.
If there was one more song that you wanted to play, what might that be?
Man, off of Sandinista, huh? Did we play the call up?
I don't think we did.
Let's play that.
All right, let's do that. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'll talk to you later.
Six hundred and 666 hours ago. Wait, what? No.